Some good singing, praise God, amen. We're looking in Luke 15 tonight. I felt compelled of the Lord to bring forth a thought tonight from this text. Luke 15, verse 11, said, and he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And so we stop reading there. There's a lot of scriptures here in the text, but there we know the record of the prodigal son. We know that he was a squanderer. He was a young son. Thank God that got in his own mind that he needed to leave his daddy's house, and he went to him and he asked him to give him what was his. Amen. Looked like he was a selfish-minded son. Amen. And we find here, thank God that he gave it to him, divided them his living. He gave them the both, it looks like. And not many days after, he took a journey and went into a far country. And that's my kind of thought tonight. I thank God about being in a far country in your own life, in your own heart. Amen. This young man already had a far country in his mind. But I want to ask you a question tonight. How far can you go to get away from God? There's nobody could ever get away from God. Nobody could ever get away from my friend, the will of God. Amen. Listen, thank God. What you mean, preacher? Well, God's got something for your life. God knows where you're at. That's what I mean. You might not be doing what God said, but he, thank God, knows how to get your attention. Amen. This young man thought, amen, he went in this far country and thought, amen, I'll live it up. Basically, that's what he did. He spent everything he had, the Bible said, ain't got on righteous living. That just meant that he lived in a carnal, fleshly way and wasted everything he had. In fact, the word wasted means he squandered it. He just really gave it up and threw it away. Amen. He enjoyed himself of the flesh and the pleasures of this life. But friend, can I tell you tonight, there's always an end to every road. Thank God there's an end to the road. Amen. A man will get on. That boy went to a far country. And we know, brother, listen, thank God he wasted his substance. He wasted in his inheritance. Amen. On righteous living. And that's the picture of the world tonight. Amen. The world, my friend, is in the world doing these kind of things. And they're not prospering. Amen. Then they need the help of God. But long as this boy had money in his pocket, he was going to keep it going. And it had to come to an end. Things had to come to an end. God shows people, thank God. And when we find this thing tonight, what about the woman with the issue of blood? Along with she had money, she kept going to doctors. The Bible said she spent all her living. But my friend, can I tell you this? There was a time she spent out. And that was a good time, because when she spent out, thank God, she knew that she needed some help. She had been 12 years with an issue of blood. But we find, thank God, when she spent out, thank God, she had to go to Jesus. Amen. She ought to went to him at first, but she had to get rid of all the substance and all the things she trusted in. Thank God she heard Jesus was passing by, and she said, if I can just but touch his clothes. And when she did, thank God, amen, the Bible said the blood that was running in her and fluxing in her, thank God, was dried up. And brother, thank God, he healed her. Amen. She didn't have nothing in her hand, but she had faith in her heart. And that's what it'll take for a man to get saved. And we find in the Bible, all through that, the rich ruler friend came to Jesus. Amen. He said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you know the commands, keep the commandments. And he said, I've observed them from youth up. And Jesus said, one thing thou lackest. And he said, sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. Knowing that young man, that he put his finger, ain't got on what his sin was and what his his captivity was. It was the money that that man had, the financial end. Amen. The riches, the goods, the possessions. Amen. Jesus told him to do something he could not do. That man could not do it. And me and you could not do it. Amen. Listen, friend, tonight. Hey, God, we can't be born again unless he born against us. Hey, we got to be birthed by the Spirit of God. Amen. Man cannot do it. It's going to take God. Amen. Listen, that young man has said, Jesus, I need some help. It's hard for me to do that. Amen. He could have found some mercy and grace. Amen. But he didn't ask him. The Bible said he left sorrowful. Amen. Because he had too much. Friend, tonight, the world's ate up with prosperity. Amen. The world's ate up with the goods of this life. They're more concerned about what they have in hand and eye than what they have in heaven. But the problem is tonight, friend, it's the eye. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. Listen. Thank God this boy took all his inheritance. Went to a far country, got far enough away. Probably nobody knew him there. Amen. Amen. Listen. Thank God you can run far, but you can't get away from God. You might get away from mom and daddy. You might get away from the preacher. You might get away from the church. But you can't get away from God. Ain't never been a man that thank God to be run far enough. Amen. To get away from God. I don't know how. Thank God far this boy went, but he went to a far country. But he couldn't get away from his from God that had him on his radar. He knows where you're at tonight. He knows how far you are away from God in your own heart. Amen. There's people sit on these church pews every week. Amen. And they're far away in their heart. They don't enjoy preaching no more. They don't enjoy church no more. It's because their heart's far away. Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Amen. Far. You're far off in your heart. Amen. The best time you ever had as a child of God was that day you walked close to him. And God, you could pray and seek the face of God and have some victory and glory in your soul. But now you're set far off. Amen. This boy, listen. Ain't God, listen, friend. He spent all he had, the famine coming to land. There was a deficiency of food. And he didn't have nowhere to eat or stay. Amen. He joined himself with a citizen of that country. And that man let him go out and feed the hogs. Amen. Listen, a Jew feeding hogs. Amen. Went down to the hog pen and lived. That's a picture of sin. That's where sin takes you. That's where sin will take anybody. It don't matter who it is. And friend, this boy went down there in the hog pen. Amen. Listen, God brought a famine in his life. Amen. To turn him around. I'm telling you, friend, God does some things in our lives to turn us around. Hey, friend, when I sin, most of sin that a man does, he knows what he's doing. Amen. These people say, hey, God, friend, that they don't sin willfully. They're lying, friend. You telling me the light's been shined on you? Ain't God, some of these people said they never do sin. They're lying too. Jesus died for sin because they're sinners. And he also said, if a man say he has not sinned, he deceive himself and the truth's not in him. Amen. This young boy, a young man, thank God, got down there in the hog pen. And Jesus brought, thank God, a famine in his life. Amen. He didn't have nowhere to go. Amen. But God, friend, but he had to work on him. He had to deal with him. How would you like to get up every day and eat some old husk? Amen. And just survive for a while. Amen. The God has mercy. Amen. Listen, there's been a lot of people, my friend, down through the day. Ain't God that eaten a hog pen a while. But after a while, they figure out they're about to die. Amen. We find here in the scripture, the Bible said, amen, he would have fain filled his belly with the husk. The swine did eat and no man gave unto him. Thank God, God stopped all them people from giving to him. Amen. Thank God, these people hold these signs up. Amen, and work for food. And across the, thank God, across the road, help wanted's on the sign. Amen. That's right. Ain't that a shame? Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, no man gave to him. Amen. The United States government would have bailed him out in this day, but no man gave to him. Do you know why? There's a lot of sinners, my friend, living in their sin. It's because, my friend, they've been petted in their sin. They ought to be, thank God, have mercy in their sin over them. Amen. Because, thank God, the mercy of God in us. But a lot of people tonight, my friend, thank God, it'd do them good to have to go through this. Amen. To find their way to God. Amen. We got too much going on. Amen. In this country, friend, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They love pleasure more than they do God tonight. Hey, friend, can you listen? The Holy Ghost has got to put you in His grips. He's got to put you in the vice. Amen. Amen. To show what you have and who you are. And it ain't nothing, my friend. Ain't God and not in this world that can satisfy man but God Himself. Hey, friend, you can listen. I told a man one time, I'm a chaplain at the jail. And I told a boy at the jail, he said, I can't quit. Amen. He said, talking about drugs. And I said, son, I could bring you a wheelbarrow full and you could take them all. Amen. And never be satisfied. Amen. There's nothing that can satisfy the eye. There's nothing that can satisfy the flesh. Only for a temporary season. Amen. We're fleshly creatures. We're bent that way. That's why we got to have the help of God. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. Thank God I'm bent that way in the flesh. But there's a God in heaven. Thank God that'll help you. Amen. This boy had to get in bad shape. Thank God before he ever got any help. Amen. You're going to have to get in bad shape to get in good shape. Amen. What it said about that one, it says she rather grew worse. Amen. She got worse off before she got better. Amen. Listen, friend, this world's going worse. Amen. They're passing all kind of laws against the word of God, but it's going to get worse. Amen. This world don't have no respect for God. Amen. They don't even have no regard. Amen. The pride of their countenance. Amen. My friend, they know not God. They have not God. The Bible said in their knowledge. They don't understand because they're blind. And the God of this world's got their soul and their mind into sin. And the only way out, thank God, is through repentance. Amen. Repentance, friend. Here's this boy down the hall, pen, verse 17. It's one of the great verses of this chapter. And the Bible said, and when he came to himself, amen, that boy came to himself. This is what he said. I'm going to tell you what drove him back home. Amen. He said, my father has bread enough to spare. There's food at the table, thank God. There's steak, amen. There's bread, amen. There's a good meal back at my daddy's house. Thank God I had it good back there. I had it better back there. And here I'm perishing with hunger. That's what he said. I'm a dying with hunger. I'm hungry and I can't get nothing. Amen. He said, I've come to myself. Can I say this? He come to his senses. Every sinner has to come to that before he ever gets saved. He'll have to come to see what he is and who he is and what he's been doing. Amen. And he won't do it long as the world feeds him. Amen. But when he comes bankrupt and when the Holy Ghost gets on his trail and deals with his soul and shows him in his own heart, thank God that he's wrong and he needs to repent and go back to daddy's house. He came to himself. You'll have to come to yourself if you ever get saved and go back. Amen. Notice how many hired servants, he said, of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. He said, I'm hungry to death. He said, I'm dying. I'm perishing. Amen. With hunger. What drives a man today? It's hunger. God put hunger in us. Amen. Listen, friend, are you listening this morning, this evening? Hunger's what drives man. Amen. Listen. Ain't God taking care of yourself. God put that in you. Amen. That's why you eat. You don't have to make people eat. Amen. Thank God I eat because I'm hungry. Amen. That's in us. That boy got down there and was feeding his own self with the hogs, the husk. Amen. And notice this, what the swine did eat. And he said this. He said, I will arise. Amen. He's saying this, rehearsing it in his own mind and heart. And go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven before thee. Now he's getting on the right ground. Amen. He's getting this repentance in him. Amen. He's getting repentance. I got to go back and I'm going to say this. Jesus and tell Daddy I've sinned against him and before God in heaven, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Amen. Make me one of the hired servants. And brethren, listen. Thank God. Here's a great thing about it. And he arose. Amen. He arose. Amen. He got out of the hog pen. I'm telling you, there's some steps you have to take. Amen. There's some steps I'll have to take. Amen. To get out of the hog pen. Amen. He arose. Amen. That's the first thing he did. Amen. And he came to his father. Amen. Thank God. He had sinned against him. That's who he dealt. Had to go back to. Amen. That's right. Notice. Amen. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him. Hallelujah. Thank God his father had let love in his heart for him. Oh, brethren, listen. What a good story. Thank God, what a good record. In this text, thanks be unto God. It ain't about as much it is about what the son, but about the father. Even though it's about the son and the father. About a father, thank God, it had been sinned against. Amen. Done wrong against. Like we done God. We was filthy, rotten, dirty sinners. Amen. We done God that way. The God that gives us air to breathe. The God that takes care of us day by day. We've done him wrong and sinned against him. And now, thank God, this boy is going back to his earthly father. And he's gone confessed to him. And his father's looking for him. I believe he went out that morning. Thank God, he said in his own heart, amen, my son's coming home today. I've been looking for him. Thank God. He was looking for him. Amen. And when the boy, thank God, come home, you know, he stunk. You know, his clothes was probably all tore up. Amen. Didn't have a dime in his pocket. Thank God, that's how you come to him. Amen. You come as you are. Thank God, you can't clean up. Amen. Thank God, these people think because they got all these things that they're blessed. Well, they might be, but the blessing's turned into a curse. And it's more about what you got than who you know tonight. Amen. Thank God, pray. He says, great. His father saw him and he had compassion. Amen. What, buddy, we serve a God full of compassion. He's got pity on me tonight. Oh, friend, if I was a God, amen, I'd done threw me away. Amen. That's right. Praise God. But I'm glad that he's got compassion. And the Bible said the father had compassion. Amen. We ought to have compassion. Thank God we love people. Amen. The father had compassion and ran to him and fell on his neck. Amen. And kissed him. Amen. He fell on that boy's neck. Amen. I don't know what the boy was thinking and what he thought, my friend. Thank God the father was going to do. But thank God the father fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. That kiss was a kiss of reconciliation. That kiss was a kiss. Amen. A peace. Amen. To let that boy know that he loved him. I let that boy know, thank God, that he had, amen, loved him like that. He loved him while he was gone in the far country. He loved him, thank God, when he came back. He never quit loving him. God never quits loving his own. His own might be far away, but God don't quit loving him. Thank God, God loves him tonight. Thank God, like my friend, nobody else can love. His father is a picture of the merciful Father of heaven. Amen. To kiss this boy, thank God. Amen. And kiss it, kiss it, kiss him, and let him know, thank God, that he had mercy. Amen. Praise God. Notice this, and the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy be called thy son. But, I like on the other hand, amen, the father said to him, his servants bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on the ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, put the robe on him, put the best you got on him. Thank God, the best bit put on me, the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this, he didn't tell the boy to put the robe on him, he told the servants to put the robe on him. He said, put the robe on him. Put it on him. Thank God, who's a servant? Amen. Jesus is a servant. Amen. He put something on us. Amen. It wasn't because I deserved it. It was because he had mercy on me. I'd lived out in the hog pen of sin and lived for the world and lived, my friend, for my own self. But thank God he saved me. He put the best robe on me himself. I'm unworthy, but he's worthy. Hey, he's good tonight. Thank God. That's daddy done that for that boy. How much more shall the father do it for us? Amen. Thank God he put the best robe on him. Thanks be unto God. Put a ring on his finger. Amen. Shoes on his feet. He wasn't a slave. He is a son. Amen. Put some shoes on his feet. He ain't a slave. He's a son. Amen. Notice this. And thank God they killed a fatted calf. Amen. Let us eat and be merry. He said this for this my son. Possessional. Thank God. Possessional was dead and is alive again. Was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. Thank God that boy was having. I got a home coming, my friend. Thank God. Amen. Headed up by the Father. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The Father's one said, kill a fatted calf. He was doing that, thank God, for the boy. And the old elder son said, well, he came near and heard music and dancing. He said, well, the brother got mad, you know, and said, he ain't never done that for me. That's what he said. He was angry. That's a religion, friend. Religion thinks they deserve something. Religious people think they owed something. That's the religious people today that think they owe or somebody owes them something or they deserve it. Amen. Friend, we don't deserve nothing but hell because of sin. The Father had mercy on us. Amen. But listen, this night, amen. He said, but as soon as thy son, he said, you've done that for your son, your younger son. He's been out living, amen, with harlots and everything. But he came home, thank God, in repentance. Amen. How thank God. In this chapter here, he dealt with the sheep, he dealt with the silver, he dealt with the son. And this is what he said, thank God. Amen. He said in verse 10, he said, likewise I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of angels over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. The repentance tonight, the repentance. Thank God, my friend, turned that boy's heart. Amen. By the love of his father, that he knew what he had at the house, and the father had something for him. Thank God that he could eat. He didn't care about being a son. He wanted to be a servant, but he wasn't. He was a son. Amen. Thank God. And he said this. He said in the scripture, chapter 15, he said this, the last verse. He said, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. What the mercies of the Father had on the Son. Amen. Of repentance. When somebody repents toward God, there's mercy from God. Amen. God's a merciful God every day. Listen, friend. God's a God of mercy. If he could, listen, one sin causes us to be a sinner. Well, God could take us out for one sin because of transgressors, but he's merciful to us. God's long-suffering to us. Amen. The Father here exemplified the love of the Father. If you want to know what the Father is like, look at this Son of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you tonight, friend, are you listening? Thank God this text tonight not only shows a wayward son, but it shows a loving Father. Amen. It shows you how God is and how much God loves his own. Amen. And he had mercy on the boy. Thank God for that. How far away are you in your heart tonight? Amen. From God. You need to come out of that hog pen. You need to come out of the way you're living. Ask God to give you grace. Come to yourself and see the goodness of God. Amen. God help us to see it. God help us to see it. The goodness of the Father. Amen. Thank God for not being saved. I bless the Lord for keeping me. Amen. And what a good text tonight. Amen. Me and my wife's talking about down the way home. From the house of God. And she made mention about it today, teaching the children about it. Boy, it got in my heart when she got to take it, talking about that. And brother, and I'm telling you, thank God I ain't had a long time to read it. Amen. But I tell you, I read over it this afternoon and thought about, thank God for that kind of heavenly Father that receives, amen, a wayward boy, thank God, and brings him back in and puts a robe on him, shoes on his feet, ring on his hand. Thank God gives him a steak supper, has a dance and a merry time. I ain't got in the house. That's God, friend, tonight. Amen. That's right. You just got the wrong conception of God. You see how people think about God. God is a God we ought to fear, but God's a God we know that cares and has long suffering. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. Well, bless his holy name. Thank you for watching tonight. This is Brother Joel Hyatt here at the Westside Baptist Church. You pray for us on the next broadcast. God bless you.